Hello, hello, hello.
Ooh,
oh, yay. It is.
Perfect.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast. This is a great time.
This is a podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome.
How are you doing?
We always ask at the same time. Every single time. Never fails.
Oh my gosh. Well, you tell me first. You had a more eventful weekend than I did.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I was a maid of honor at a wedding and I fulfilled my duties. And I also had a lot of fun.
Yes. So jealous of you. So jealous of you.
Don't be too jealous.
So happy for you.
don't be too jealous. I, of course, never fail to embarrass myself. the ceremony was perfect. It was fine. But the rehearsal dinner, I was given a rum runner, which PSA to everyone out there.
Yes.
Never drink a rum runner, especially if you're giving a speech. I just have to say, it is not just rum in it. There is every type of alcohol on the shelf in that drink, and you do not want to consume it. So that's my PSA. That's my lesson of the weekend. But everything else was great. Everything else was fantastic. I did my speech. I didn't, like, you know... fail or flash anyone or anything like that, but it was a mess, but it was a lot of fun. I'm recovered, I'm energized again, and we're better now, so
Gosh, I'm so glad. Yeah, I'm just, it always feels like a big weight off of everybody's shoulders when that couple is married and everybody is, like, you know, good to go, and wedding is, I feel like, just such a reflection of just, like, the relief of everybody being like, oh my gosh, okay, like, we're finally married. Yeah. Like, there's no more planning to do, and everybody just lets loose, you know?
Oh, yeah, everyone let loose, all right. Everyone did. It was a lot of fun, but, like, it was such a group, it was such a great group of people. Like, the groomsmen, the bridesmaids, the family, like, everyone got along. Everyone was friends and having a lot of fun. So there was no, and I think that's why I was comfortable getting a little more goofy than usual. because everyone was so nice. And so, like, there was no drama. Like, the bridesmaid group has still been Snapchatting this whole week, being like, we're depressed.
Cute.
Like, we want to go back. So it's been a lot of fun, like, getting to know people that I never really thought I would get along with. But yeah, so it was a lot of fun.
I love that. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Well, we had pretty much just a normal weekend over here. I'm actually, like, trying to remember. We went and had a little picnic dinner on Saturday, which was nice.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, I love your little family. I'm always, like, fangirling over it. I'm like, oh, they went on a picnic today. What'd they do?
Well, then Sunday, I typically have to work on Sundays, which I did this past Sunday, but, my friend Emmy watched Laurel while we did, like, my work errands, and Jason and I just kind of decided, like, I need to probably talk to my boss about moving my Sunday stuff to Fridays so that I have, like, an entire weekend off and stuff like that. So I'm excited because I'm gonna start doing that and having, like, a normal work week, I guess, like, Monday through Friday work week, which will be nice. And then this week we've kind of been, like, getting our shit together around here. This is like,
yes.
I've made little chore charts for us.
Oh. So Allison texted me on Monday and we were trying to figure out like what day we were recording. And she was today we're, I was so proud. I was such a proud friend. She was like, today we're grocery shopping and meal prepping. So it actually like Wednesday works. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Yes, we decided because I think our issue is like we have a really small kitchen. We live in an apartment.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much like your kitchen. Like only one person can be in it
so
at a time.
So fucking
or
tiny.
Or it's a disaster. Yeah. And so, and basically, like, if you have a recipe that requires, like, more than two pots or pans, your kitchen is going to be destroyed afterwards
yeah.
because it just looks so messy if there's more than two things out. But, yeah, so we decided we're going to, like, prep some meals and some snacky things so that we're not – we have really bad habits of being, like, we're not going to buy chips at the grocery store, but then we go to, like, Quick Trip all week on the way home from work and get chips, and it's like, why are we playing this game? And so we made, like, little, like, pinwheel things, like, you know, meat and, like, lettuce and inside of a tortilla and then just
cut
up.
Yeah, those are so good.
Yeah, we made those, and I made, like, some little different, like, pasta salad varieties and some fruit salads.
Oh, yeah.
So we just have, like, quick grab-and-go stuff and feeling good about it. We started shopping at Whole Foods so that, like, the quality of the ingredients we're cooking with is better and we're not, like, you know, opening up an Aldi package of fish and being like, I don't know if this is
yeah.
good or not, you know?
That's a little sketchy.
So we started, like, investing in, like, higher quality ingredients, which I think now that we have the, like, privilege to do that has been a good decision because we've just been enjoying the things we're making more. So it's been good.
Good. Well, I'm so happy for you guys because I love when I, like, finally, I'm like, you know what? I'm sick of my own shit. I'm just gonna fucking do it.
Yes.
And then you do it and it feels so good to have it be done and, like, get started. So I'm very happy for you guys because I've recently done the same thing. Like, I, over the holidays and, like, the beginning of the year, I was just eating like crap. And I've been eating healthier and, like, although my body hasn't changed by the looks of it, like, I feel better. And that's, like, what is most important is that you feel better. So, so, yeah.
Yeah. We've only been, like, hardcore trying to not eat out at all or really get, like, snacky processed things for, like, the last week and a half for this stint. And I already feel so much better. Like, yesterday and today was so much easier to wake up. Like, I feel so much more awake. I don't feel – because I just – I don't know. I felt like I was in this, like, haze of, like, my head felt heavy all the time. I was tired all the time. And I think it was just I was eating too much crap and not drinking enough water. And, you know.
Yeah, after this weekend from the wedding, I am having so much trouble waking up, even though I go to bed pretty, pretty early. And it's just because, like, of the drinking and the eating junk food and, like, eating whatever, which is fine.
Oh,
but, like, now I feel like shit. like
yeah,
I don't,
now you're like,
you know,
I gotta buckle back down.
Yeah, it's not like the bathing suits, the shorts, what tank tops, whatever, like, all the diet culture people are saying. It's, like, more of, like, oh, my God, I can't wake up for work in time. Like, I feel like crap and, you know, but I'm getting back on track. We're doing good.
Well, I mean, speaking of wedding, you have to be a pretty good friend to earn the maid of honor title. So do you want to welcome everybody to our episode and tell them what we're going to be talking about?
Okay, guys. So drum roll, we are talking about friendships this week. Welcome to This Is 20. And this was recommended by someone who was one of the honorary 20-somethings of the week. And we're very excited about this topic. I'm very excited because obviously friendships mean a lot to us. Like, we talk about friendships pretty often. But we never really get to talk about the, like, finding friendships in your 20s because it is hard after you graduate high school, college, whatever. to find friendships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this question, we got a couple of questions that were kind of similar. So I'll read, like, our entry that we got, and we can kind of talk about, like, what we're going to tackle this episode. Because I think that it's just the topic of friendships in your 20s is such a vast topic. So we decided we can't answer all of it in one episode.
We have to split it up because people make things complicated, and those things being complicated mm-hmm. is friendships. And there's a lot that goes there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of good, there's a lot of bad. So we gotta split it up a little bit.
Yeah. So this is the first listener suggestion episode. We're gonna do these once a month. There's a link in our bio on our Instagram. We'll give all that information at the end. But if you want to add your own suggestion, you definitely can. But this first one says, how to navigate friendships as a 20-something. It can be hard to make new friends as an adult, new mom, new anything, etc. Also, excuse me, guys. Also, how do you know when it's time to let a friendship go, or how to keep friendships you cherish when you can't physically be together? This came from our honorary 20-something, Carly Rollins. Her Instagram handle is at Carly Rollins, K-A-R-L-I-R-A-W-L-I-N-S. And yeah, I think we're going to be tackling those two questions right at the end. How do you know when it's time to let a friendship go? And how to keep friendships you cherish when you can't physically be together? So going to kind of dive into those two questions. Yes. And then we're going to talk about sort of like navigating friendships in different life phases in another listener suggestion episode, because we got several questions about that.
Yeah.
And everybody had different ways of explaining them. So we're going to tackle those two questions, and you'll just have to keep listening for the next listener suggestion to hear the rest of our opinions on this topic.
To hear our long-ass stories that we, that we tell, and all of our opinions that we are shameful or shamelessly sharing.
Exactly. That first question, how do you know when it's time to let a friendship go? And I could hear just the sad Taylor Swift lyrics in my mind. I could feel the knife through my heart. Like, it's so hard to let friendships go.
Oh, I don't my know God. Why. It is so hard. And, like, it's really hard even in, like, middle school, elementary school. I think that was, like, the most painful ones, because usually they turned into bullies. You know who you are. Yeah. If you're listening, you know. But, like, in your adult life, it's more of, like, a – you have to make that decision yourself and move on. And it's hard to tell when that is. It's almost like a relationship.
Yeah, and I think in a lot of ways, I don't know about you, but I've had a lot of friendship breakups, or even times where certain friends that I'm, like, friends with now, like, we had to take a break for a period of time or whatever. Sometimes those hit a lot harder than, like, relationships do for me.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but part of me thinks it's because – at least in those, like, formative adolescent years, you go through more with your friends than you do with a partner.
I think you're a lot more open, because with partners, like, you're embarrassed about talking about pooping and farting and, like, all of those things. Like, I don't just, like, openly talk to Preston about that stuff.
Yeah, and it's more like make or break with a relationship, and you know that from the beginning, I feel like. Like, you know that it's a – there is a thin balance in the beginning, and you want to keep this person interested but not seem like
– Yeah, not too
obsessed with them.
Right.
Yeah. And so I feel like – but with friends, at least for me, for the majority of my life, I just assumed, oh, this person will be my friend forever. And I never really thought about what would it be like to break up with this person as friends until we were doing it.
It just, like, comes as a shock at the end. And it's like, it's really hard to completely move on. And I think it's because you have so many good times. Like, toxic friends is a whole episode topic. But for me, most of my friend breakups have been toxic friends, or mm-hmm. I have been the toxic friend. And yeah, so they were always like a solid goodbye, we are not talking, this is it kind of thing. But mm-hmm. then there's also the friendships that are just, they just fade away, and then you have to realize, they fizzle. And then, like, you don't get invited to their wedding or, like, their bachelorette party. And you're like, we talked about this. Like, we talked about going mm-hmm. to each other's bachelorette parties. And then eventually you have to, like, move on yourself and be like, you know, you guys weren't, like, holding each other up anymore. And that's why everyone moved on. It doesn't mean that, like, there's hard feelings or anything like that. Yeah. It just means that, like, everyone moved on and life did not match up for you guys, and it was good mm-hmm. while you guys were friends, and now that's it. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
And I think so much of life is like timing too, you know?
Yeah.
And so if it wasn't a good time for that person to be in your life, then there's like not very much you can do about that, you know?
Yeah.
And I think not really so much with those ones where you're talking about that's like explicitly we're not going to be friends and here's why, but with the ones that fizzle out, it's like you just have to remind yourself that if you're not holding any, because I think I assume that people are thinking the worst of me at all times, you mm-hmm. know.
Me and too.
So I think you have to, you know, think in your mind, like, okay, if I'm not holding any animosity towards them and I know that things just fizzled out with us as friends, but I still wish them the best, then, like,
yeah.
that's probably how they feel about me, too, right. you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's hard, and I think it's hard to know, like, how, like, Carly asked, how do you know when it's time to let that go? And I think it's just a gut feeling. I think you know when you're not wanting to interact with somebody anymore, mm-hmm. when you feel yourself, like, pulling back and not wanting to respond to texts as quickly
yeah.
or not wanting to meet up with them to do things or whatever your dynamic is, not wanting to make FaceTime dates anymore or whatever. But I think it's, like, more knowing how to get out of it that everybody right. gets hung up on, you
yes.
know?
I remember, like, when I got to my breaking point with a certain toxic friend we'll talk about in a different episode, I literally was, like, searching podcast episodes, how to break up with your toxic friend. I
mm-hmm.
was panically looking for help mm-hmm. because, like, you always have mutual friends, and so you don't want to go to them and be like, how do I do this? Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to run into them after. Oh my gosh, it's going to be a disaster. But obviously, you know, I think if someone's relationship is not doing you any good, like it's stressing you out more than it is benefiting you, it's mm-hmm. time. Like, that's how right. you know, is like you are using a lot of your negative energy towards this person. So it's time to figure out how to just either stop talking to them or let them know that you are hurting me and I no longer want to be involved with you anymore. Or, like, mm-hmm. on the other end, when it's just fizzled out and you're still upset that it fizzled out, like, that was something really hard for me. A lot of my college friends from, like, my freshman year, sophomore year, fizzled out, and I ended yeah. up, like, not being invited to the wedding at all. And mm-hmm. I got so worked up over it because I thought I did something. But in reality, I was using a lot of my energy being upset about it. And mm-hmm. I realized when that was happening, it was time to move on. Because, like, yeah. you're not necessarily breaking up with a friend, but you're, like, moving on yourself and realizing that there's more people out there for you. Whether it's 10 or, like, one other person, there's definitely someone out there that can benefit you a lot more than why you're so upset over this one person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I know, like, it's kind of a tangent, but
well, and if the only energy that you're putting into it is, like, negative energy, then you could be using positive energy somewhere else or with someone else, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I think it's, like, also, like, how to walk away just depends on the type of relationship that you have, you know? Yeah. Like, I've had a toxic friend that, again, we'll talk about in another episode, where they explicitly with me were like, I don't think this is good for either of us anymore. I don't mm-hmm. think that we should, you know, talk or be friends or whatever. And I didn't feel the need to say anything back because that person, like, drew that line. I didn't disagree with it. And so mm-hmm. we just, like, didn't talk after that, you know?
Right.
And I think there are a lot of these, like, connotations of, like, ghosting people or, like,
yeah.
You know, whatever. When really, like, it's okay to uphold your own boundaries. And if somebody's making you uncomfortable and your decision is, like, I know I'm going to get gaslit into continuing this relationship if I bring it up, then it's okay mm-hmm. to, you know, force a fizzle out or something.
Yep.
You know?
Happened to me. I tried to, you know, like, and obviously we'll talk about this in more detail, but, like, I tried to talk it out with a certain someone and, like, they just made it my fault again. And I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we just stopped texting.
Yeah.
Best decision of my life.
Yeah. And then I also had a friend who we were friends for a really long time in high school, like really, really, really good friends, best friends. And then when I got to college, we both were in different life phases and in different cities and weren't really understanding each other's like political points of view and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so we actually had like, this was like a very, I remember having this conversation and feeling like, whoa, this is, like, an adult thing that, like, adult people do, you know?
Right.
Because we had, like, we coordinated a place to, like, meet and a time to meet. And we both, like, talked to, you know, I talked to my therapist before. She wasn't in therapy, but talked to, like, the people she trusted before. And we both, like, had a healthy conversation of, like, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm experiencing in our friendship. And we left off on a note of, like, we both kind of knew we weren't really going to be super in each other's lives from then on out. Yeah. And then we eventually did fizzle out for a short period of time, but then are now back in each other's lives. And I feel like that was a really healthy thing for us because we sat down, we talked it out, and then we just sort of, like, let it lie for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then once we both felt good about it, we came back to the friendship. And I wish I had the capacity to do that with more people, you know? Like, I wish I had the ability to be like, we just need to take a break, you know?
Right. Yeah. I legit, like, had I like, transferred colleges because of a toxic friendship. I'm like, I could not imagine having a conversation like that and be like, yeah, we're not good for each other. We gotta go. Like, I cannot fathom the ability to have that discussion, which says a lot about both of you guys, I think, because
a lot of times. And we were pretty young. I think we were, like, 19.
Yeah, but, like, at the same time, even though you guys didn't agree on a lot of things, the fact that you guys were both able to have that conversation is very mature, I think, in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times, in your 20s especially, people are not capable of having these conversations of we're not good for each other. Like, let's move on without super hard feelings. Like, that doesn't happen. Like, I had to transfer schools, which obviously I will give that story another time because it's a good one. But, like, I don't know. That's crazy that you guys were able to have that.
And I think it was because both of us had – like, her family was really there for me in a tumultuous, like, time for me and my personal life. And she always had a really great time with my family and, like, went on our family vacations with us and stuff and was really close with my paternal grandmother, who was, like, one of my favorite people in the world. Like, they would Facebook message and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And she continued to be nice to my family throughout the years and stuff like that. So I think we both knew, like, we don't want to taint these memories that we've made together. Yeah. And, like, I don't want to think about visiting my grandma and then having it be, like, a dark spot in my life because she was with me, you know? Like, I still want all those memories to be happy and intact, and I want to remember them for what they were, which were good experiences, you know? So I think that that's what, like, pushed us to be able to have that conversation is we both were in a place where we knew that the friendship couldn't continue like it was, but we didn't want to, like, ruin all of the time we'd spent as friends, you know?
All right, so I think we have our conclusion on this question. Okay, have a healthy conversation. If it turns into gaslighting, block them.
Right. You have the right to ghost or force a fizzle or whatever you want to call it if try you need to, but try to have.
To have the conversation, you know, like bring up the issues, maybe try to rekindle it, fix it. But if you're being gaslighted, block them, transfer schools, move across the country, do what you have to get the fuck away. Because if they are gaslighting you, if they are making you feel like shit about yourself, especially if you're trying to have a mature conversation, you don't need that in your life, and you deserve so much better. You need friends like Allison, who has healthy conversations and moves on like an adult. Okay, case closed.
I mean, it does not happen every time, but that was definitely a good example.
The gavel has been slammed on the table.
Case closed. Oh my gosh. Well, our second and last question for this week is how to keep friendships you cherish when you can't physically be together. And I think we all have had experience with this in the last year.
I like the answer to this question because now I feel like we have a happy ending because we mm-hmm. have the light at the end of the tunnel with vaccines and the world is preparing mm-hmm. to, like, open up again. It's not open again, obviously, but, like,
right.
we're getting ready. We are, like, you know, mm-hmm. starting to get our new wardrobes, get our new habits in place so that when it does open, hopefully, we are ready.
Yeah,
so I
that's
do like
right.
this question.
I feel like, yeah, this is a tricky one. I feel like giving yourself and your friends, like, leeway or, like, some grace is key. You
yes,
know? Like,
for sure.
Knowing that if you don't talk every day or even every week, that person still cares about you.
Yeah.
Not second guessing, like, did I do something wrong? Mm-hmm. I think, like, long distance friendships are all about making the most out of the communication that you do have and not wishing that there was more interaction or more communication, just being like
okay with what's
I'm
happening.
Good if this is all we get.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, my best friend, like childhood best friend, lives in Australia. I know I've brought her up before.
That's right.
And so it makes me like think about that because we had to start doing that before COVID because she moved there obviously before the pandemic. And we maybe talk, like, have a conversation once every week or 2 weeks or so. And we'll text here and there, like, send each other funny videos, like, comment on each other's pictures, like each other's pictures and stuff. But, like, we don't have, like, a full conversation realistically, like, with how busy we are, probably, like, once a month. And in mm-hmm. the beginning, I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I'm sad because we're gonna, like, lose touch or whatever. But, like, we both make the same amount of effort to talk at least like when we can because like the hour difference is like 14 hours or so like when she's getting up for work I'm like getting off of work so we have to mm-hmm. like schedule our day
really
to
coordinate.
Where like yeah so like it's usually around like when she gets up at like 5:30 because she's a psycho but she will like get up and like call me and then I'll answer at the end of my work day and like everything is fine once we talk, and then at the end of the day, it's, like, we're still best friends, like, you know, like, even if we don't talk for a whole week, we eventually mm-hmm. will talk and we're fine.
Yeah, and I think, too, knowing that, like, you know, I don't know, I feel like we put a lot of pressure on friendships just, like, from the get-go, like, especially having a kid, I am, like, already realizing, like, all of the pressure that she's under as a 7-month-old to make friends and I'm mm-hmm. like what is happening you know but we put a lot of labels on them and a lot of expectations like we were just saying earlier like we don't expect to break up with friends it just doesn't even occur to us until it's happening you mm-hmm. know and so I think just like setting your expectations like this is something I'm trying to do with relationships from here on out in my life and it's hard when those relationships are already established and so you kind of have to backtrack a little bit but especially with new friendships going forward you have this really beautiful opportunity and friendships that are changing like if you're like newly now separated by distance or job changes or whatever it's just a good time to exercise keeping your expectations in check, you know? Like, to look at a person and say, this is this person, they hold value in my life, in these spaces, and this is how I enjoy interacting with them, and that's all they have to be for me. They don't have to be my biggest, best, most wonderful friend. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be my friend forever. They don't have to be the person that I talk to about everything. I don't have to have the same boundaries with everybody. I can have different boundaries with different people. I feel like just knowing yourself and keeping your expectations in check and, like, assuming the best out of yourself and your friend are, like, the three components to a healthy long-distance friendship.
Wow.
You know?
That was very good. I don't – how am I going to – I can't top that. I feel like that's the answer.
That's it. The episode's over.
All right. Goodbye. No, like, I feel like that's a really good insight on, like – because I have trouble creating boundaries for myself. And then, like, eventually the friendship does – like, it can become toxic because I do not create boundaries for myself. And it's not like that they're a terrible person. It just, like, means that, you know, like, I did not – set those boundaries, and now they're used to something that I'm giving that I should not be giving. And so that is a really good answer. I think we should go. I think that should be the answer.
Well, Carly, I hope that answered, you know, your questions. We're gonna get more into navigating friendships in different phases of your life in another episode, so hang on for that. But yeah, I really am so excited about these listener episodes. I feel like this first it was fun to talk
about.
It
was good. Yeah, it was really fun.
And we wouldn't have brought these exact things up on our own, you know?
No, definitely not. Yeah, I'm really happy with that. Thank you, Carly, for asking those questions. I feel like this is really good. I'm excited to have, like, a topic suggested by our listeners, because now we know that we're, like, providing stuff that you guys have been wondering and thinking, so...
Yeah.
Thanks, Carly.
So this is the last, or I guess technically the first episode of April. So we'll just do the first episode of the month. Every month is a listener suggestion episode.
Yay!
So get your suggestions in. We are prioritizing our honorary 20-somethings and their suggestions. And then, if you suddenly are, like, selected as the honorary 20-something and you've already made a suggestion, feel free to go in and make the suggestion again and select that you're an honorary 20-something, and it'll bump your suggestion to the top. But
hell yeah. So something that I'm super excited to start doing now that we are past our, like, 10th episode and in, like, April, start of warmer weather, we are starting to do a segment called Question of the Week. And we are going to ask you guys a question. Do you want to elaborate on that, Allison?
Yeah. So we're going to ask a question every week. We are going to post the question on the day that we're recording on our Instagram at thisis20pod. We'll give all that information at the end. But you can go to our Instagram, find the – it'll just be a graphic with the question. So click on the post that – is literally just words with the question. That's how you'll know that the episode's being recorded. But also, you can go there and answer whatever question we ask, and your answer will be on the next week's episode. So this past week we asked you all, and of course we didn't, like, tease this at the end of last episode because last episode was a re-released bonus, so we couldn't go back in time and ask this question.
Sorry.
But we did ask on Instagram, and we have a few answers. So the question this week is, what is your favorite thing about spring? Val and I answered this one. Oh, my computer is refreshing the internet page. Okay. I sound like an 80-year-old. My computer is refreshing the internet page.
My AOL is loading.
The dial-up. Okay, so we asked, what's your favorite part of spring? Val said, the warm weather. I said, I love with too many E's seeing all the fresh flowers. Aaron at Sewing Creations said being able to be outside. Jesslyn at X Jesslyn X said sunshine or more sunshine. Chloe, it's Chloe 14, said, I love the green starting to pop up on the trees and the sounds of the birds chirping. I love hearing the motorcycles and the old cars that have been put away for the winter. Spring is just my season. I never thought
about that. Wait, that is, can we talk about how much?
I know. Okay,
that is such a fine detail, but that is definitely something that makes part of spring. I've never thought about that until just now. That is crazy.
Yeah, she says, spring is just my season. I love everything about it. And I totally agree. Like, I never thought of that. I never about, like, all the old vintage convertible cars that come back
out. You can hear it go down the road. Wow. Mm-hmm. Detail-oriented person right
snaps,
there.
Snaps, Chloe.
Snaps for you, Chloe. And next week, or next time, we will read the answers on the upcoming episode, and that will kind of hint at what the topic will be, even though it's not going to be exactly what the topic is. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, yeah,
it'll like, it's like a fun little, like, tease, I guess.
Yeah, so now you know that the next episode will have something to do with spring. Mm-hmm. You don't quite know what yet. You can guess, make some guesses. Maybe when this episode comes out, comment on our, like, episode post and tell us what you think the next episode topic's going to be.
Ooh,
but something to do with spring. Yeah. And if you don't, if you haven't answered the question yet of your favorite part of spring, you can go and do that. And if we get any new answers, we'll read them on the beginning of next episode.
Woo. So excited for this, like, thing that we're doing.
I know. It's going to be so much fun. Like, I like that we're getting into a groove, and so we're kind of figuring out some little segments and stuff. It's going to be fun.
Stuff that we like doing. And, like, please message us and tell us what you like, what you dislike. I mean, don't, like, be a bitch, but, like, show us.
Yeah.
Tell us, like, what you're enjoying, what could change, you know, suggestions, whatever. Just slide in our DMs and tell us what you want, because we really do want to cater to who is listening, our friends, family, people we don't know, people we do know, etc. So please message us and tell us your feedback about the episode, and you can do that at thisis20pod. That is at thisistwentypod. And then...
It's so hard. Can,
I know. And then you can congratulate me on my spelling at val.burns. That is at V-A-L dot B-Y-R-N-E-S.
Yes. And if you want to talk to me about different, I don't even know. I'm so bad at my closeouts. I need to get better at it.
If you want to give Alice, if you want to give Allison some closeout phrases,
inspiration,
inspiration.
Yeah, you can do that in my Instagram DMs, like all these other handles we're giving you, at Allison R. Carpenter. That's at AllisonRCarpenter. And if you're like, hey, this is a pretty kick-ass podcast I'm listening to right now, and I really wish more people were listening to these this podcast so that these girls could quit their day jobs and be full-time podcasters, then you need to go and rate and review and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts. I don't even care if you don't use Apple Podcasts. If you have an iPhone, you have the app on your phone.
It doesn't take just long. Just fucking download it. And
even if you use Spotify... Yeah, even if you use Spotify, just go into the podcast app. It's there. It's on your phone already. Just click on it. It's purple. And find us. And that is the best way for us to link up with sponsors, find other listeners, things like that. So if you enjoy us, we're going to have a nicer, more formatted message coming up soon. We'll just stick on the end of episodes. But
yeah,
for right now, I'm just shamelessly plugging right here. rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts if you want more people listening to this.
All right, and after you do that, we will talk to you guys next week.